Friends, we live in a world where there's a lot of religion, but maybe very little reality. And I'm not thinking about the Middle East or places where there's Islam or Buddhism or things like that. I'm thinking about our own province here, Northern Ireland. There's a lot of religion, but maybe not much reality. It was the same in the days in which Jesus Christ walked this earth. Israel, and especially the city of Jerusalem, was full of religion. But there maybe wasn't very much reality. Some of the most solemn words in Scripture are found at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, where the Lord Jesus Christ says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many shall say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, and in your name cast out devils, and in your name done many wonderful works? Then Jesus said, I will profess unto them, Depart from me, for I never knew you, ye that work iniquity." Those are the most solemn words perhaps in all of the Bible. Whenever the Saviour will stand on Judgment Day and speak to people who thought they knew him, thought they were saved, thought that they were Christians, not just one or two, but many. Not just people who had nothing to show for their profession of faith. These people did many wonderful works. But the Lord says unto them, I never knew you. Christianity is a vital relationship with Jesus Christ. Christianity is being born again of the Spirit of God, having the life changed, the heart changed, the nature changed. The Bible says, if any man's in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Can I ask you today, have you truly been born again? I'm not asking if you've made a profession of faith, because these people in Matthew 7, they all had professions. They all knew who Jesus Christ was. They used his name. But he said unto them, I never knew you. John chapter 10, the Lord Jesus Christ says, my sheep hear my voice and I know them. He knows his sheep. That is, he loves them, he's acquainted with them, he's in union with them, he's in a relationship with them. In fact, he prayed in John 17, this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Do you know him today, personally? But more importantly, does he know you? You know, there are certain evidences of knowing a person. You're acquainted with them. You want to know them, you want to please them, you want to grow with them, you want to walk with them, you want to be in fellowship with them. And the great acid test of Christianity is faith, trust, and obedience. You see, these people in Matthew chapter 7, they had all this profession, but they weren't living in obedience. In fact, they were still holding on to their pet sins. Maybe not flamboyant sins that we would all outrightly condemn, but maybe respectable sins. And I think it's respectable sins that we often turn a blind eye to. Those are the things that are leading us down a road that leads to a lost eternity. Do you know Jesus Christ today? Does Jesus Christ know you? He also said in Matthew chapter 7, by their fruits ye shall know them. Is there fruit in your life? Real fruit unto God? Do you love him today? Are you serving him? Are you obeying him? Friends, these things are issues that we need to look at and really consider. Do you know him? And does he know you? God bless you. See you next time.